Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, we're back on Yes! I've missed this.
I've
been brilliant in it. It's been brilliant. A breath of fresh air, Simon, as I would always say.
This is when he comes into his own.
I've seen it in my life.
This is your favourite part.
I just like relaxing, the cameras in it.
You're so a breath of fresh air, though, he's going to fart and spoil it, isn't he? What's that you're wearing, Kev? A dressing gown?
Yeah, I can't wear that thing, man. Come on, just a dressing gown.
Yeah. Buzzer hanging at the side of it.
Just a Tony Soprano fucking onesie, isn't it?
Big Pierce has been in the dressing gown since
Pierce, you're going to come back, so I'm coming back.
A Premier League legend as well, or Kev
is. I'm coming, no.
That's right, he's perfect for a show, mate. He's the only one that can actually...
Talk about it and understand it.
Know what the Premier League entails.
What does it smell with the grass? What's that like? Just talking to the green. Smell of Premier League.
Smells of green.
What about the burgers, though? The hot dogs?
Oh, see the hot dogs, they're not footlongs.
Right here, Trent was dropped for Gareth Southgate. I've got a Gareth Southgate only likes geeks. He doesn't like the cool kids, mate. He's bullied in school, isn't he?
I think so.
Doesn't like Grealish. Doesn't play Foden, Greenwood, or the cool. No. But he loves Eric Dyer and.
Great, you know what I mean? Who's getting called up next then?
He's trying to find an English grand
target.
Dan James.
Matty Target, his captain.
That boy.
Matty Target, he's inhaler, isn't it?
The centre half of Burnley, the boring man.
Bend me over.
Yeah, by the way, Neville's could make a comeback then, huh? Oh, Neville's could make a comeback to the Euros if he likes games.
Neville's could be back up.
They seem to stay in the same room. Wouldn't you ever see them travel away together?
In the same room. Danny Mills would have been roped right in.
But they asked for bunk beds, didn't he?
Aye, bunk beds.
Who are the Neville's? Aye. And Phil would go on the top and pitch the bed, didn't he?
Aye, dripped in. Gary started greeting there.
You had a brilliant assist, did you see his assist that weekend?
Well, last time,
Jenkins back.
I actually think that it might have been the best thing that happened to him. I do think he should be in the English squad, Trent. I really, really do. But I think it might have been the best thing that happened to him because that night he was exceptional.
Do you think it was two fingers up to the critics?
Aye, it really is. But I've heard via paper that he's not going to the Euros.
What paper?
Guardian.
What?
Fair to God. There's an article saying it's almost submitted that Trippier, Walker, and James, because Walker plays the third centre half, so he's two, Trippier, and
Reece James.
Which
do you think he's the best English right back, Ken?
Who, Trent?
Trent.
Attacking wise, definitely. Defensive wise, I think there's always the questions. But
James and Walker are the same, aren't they?
You can't have Trent Alexander on your England squad going to Euros.
Could play anyone on the pitch.
But he's got to go. He's got to go to Euros, but I might upset you, sir, boys. I'd potentially start James. Who's James?
I like James then.
I really like him, man.
You're a Chelsea man, don't you?
But it's more for the fact that you're not going to get what you get with Trent for Liverpool for England.
So see if they
go deep in the Euros and they're playing a France or they're playing a Germany, I think they will get merit at Reece James, because Reece James can go forward. Yeah. He has got a wonder a right
and
foot.
And England don't play the two up top where you're needing cross after cross after cross.
And defensively, I think you're going to get merit out of Reece James. But for me, I've said it 100 times, he's the best attacking fullback in the world.
Yeah. Who is?
Trent.
Jinx,
huh? Best attacking fullback in the world, guy.
Wow. It's a big shout.
Well,
who's better, huh?
That's what I'm saying. I think
Cancelo's been good, hasn't he? But he's not.
Your Jordi Alves and your Dani Alves, you know that they are.
Tierney's better than him.
Oh, wow. Wow!
I think so.
Based on...
Oh, slain.
Well, the reason I see it is, as a fullback, that boy, Tierney's got everything. Defence, going forward.
What about their legs?
But technically...
What do they feel like, Ravager?
I love it. Uh-huh. Keep him telling me to keep doing it, even when I'm choking it, saying, please go all the way. I always say, Kieran, keep going all the way. And my God, that boy is just.
Even when I'm choking it.
I like all that, Simon. I like it. I'm into all that type of stuff. Me and my dad, he trained me to be into all that.
Submission?
No, as a fullback, bombing on. You know what I mean? I don't want to get into all that. No, but listen, Simon, certainly be Kieran telling it. And
he needs to leave. I'm sorry, right? I'm sick of Arteta.
Aye. Arsenal are shambles, isn't
it? Shambles, mate. See, some shambles. Of the goals that can see that are a total shambles, man.
I think he's had 50 games now, and his last 25 are worse than his first 25, record wise.
But I'm going to say something.
So, where's the progression? Why is he still in the job?
But because he's Pep's boy, isn't it?
But we talk about.
He's holding on to Pep's.
We talk about modern day now, and we talk about it needs to be a coach. Arteta's the most coaches out the training park every single day, working on so much. But it's not working on the pitch, Sam. At times, it doesn't look coached. It's, I mean, maybe overcoached. And
how can you not see that Rob Holden, they need somebody better than Rob Holden to play centre?
I mean, that all night, Callum Chambers right back, Holden, I mean, even the boy Gabriel. Don't know what he's meant
to do. Now I'm ready to rise again. He used to put his eye patch back on, didn't he?
Aye, he does.
In fact, he is playing my fucking eye patch, Gabriel. I feel sorry for Tierney, mate. Do you think he could go Man City?
He could go anything he wants. 100%.
I think if I was Tierney's agent, I would need to start making some noise because he's not going to improve there. He's always got to do is just stick out every week, and people got to wonder why he's. I don't know. I think what he did on the international scene last week was massive, albeit against the Faroe Islands, but he was everywhere, mate.
What about Aubameyang's hair? Did you see it?
I know that headband.
See, that's my captain. I'm like, mate, what are you doing?
Well, he's not a captain.
Maybe that's why they're over there.
What do you think of Xhaka as a left-footed midfield player?
Oh, that's a great question, Simon.
Is there anybody more hot and cold than him? Well, some weeks he's amazing. Aye, some weeks he's so miles away from it. You think, is this the same guy?
But what's Arsenal's ambition? Like, what do they want to be?
Top four, if
they want to be
top four,
top seven. Then Isaac is decent. But can you rely on him? No. Mm-hmm. Gets what, 4 or 5 red cards a season for a start. Like you said, he's inconsistent. There is games where he's really, really good. What I always think though is like that's 3-4 Arsenal managers that have came in and played him every week. So is there something that we've not noticed as much? Like, is he unbelievable in training? Is he got a big influence in the dressing
room? Do you think if you took Xhaka out of the team and say just for put him into say Man City's team, would we see the Xhaka that all these managers see? No. Or is there just nothing there? I'm confused as to how.
Andy's bang on.
Do you know that Arsenal were much better when they were full of ugly bastards? Mm-hmm. Ray Parlour.
It wasn't even that, mate. It was like they had like 7, 8 that just loved pubes and knew. It's like one.
Keon was a king.
Is he not like the undisputed champ of pubes?
No, Parlour was not.
Oh, it was Parlour. Because the ginger pubes beat the black pubes, didn't it?
Stronger effect.
Aye. What is it that a ginger pube gives
fiber,
you that black?
A lot of fibre on it, Simon.
It's the Scholes Parlour Ginger Derby, wasn't it?
What a game.
So, is that one that goes down in the
that's the history franchise?
That's
I'll show you back Premier League years, pube years. I'll just crack and game that one.
What ugly player should the Titan target again? My target.
Just get him in.
Steve Bruce.
Steve Bruce is his manager.
Tom Davies for Everton, man.
He's a bit like Nirvana,
he's a bit bogging, isn't he?
Oh, no, but he's a male like Nirvana, isn't he?
But it's the fact that he thinks he's proper cool as well, didn't he, with the robes and all that?
Nah. Him and Calvert-Lewin are giving it a right bash with the collarbone. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. Are they not on there, that Madison and
doesn't mean it's cool, but yeah. I mean, doesn't mean it's cool. Because it's different, doesn't mean it's good. So, stop it, boys. Bellerin's
that one. You like that collarbone, Simon?
I love Bellerin's collarbone.
You're a fucking football player.
Growing tashes, not that. Stop it.
Superb, Andrew.
What about Arison's tash?
Oh my
God. Arison's tash.
Superb.
Where's that game? He's on Burgundy, isn't he? Yeah, actually, Ron, Ron
Liverpool goalie by day, porn director by name.
Wait, Klopp does it like a porn director, doesn't he? Imagine they were just making pornos at half time. So I don't know, Liverpool have been making pornos all year.
He's got that yellow bit.
That's why they're fucked, mate.
What's the warm up again, Andy? Liverpool's warm up, just sniffing bodies. Oh, terrible.
Right, Aguero, I'm going to ask you, Kev, because you are, as I say, a Premier League striker.
No. Yeah.
He's leaving the club at the end of the season. Where does he rank among the Premier League's best strikers?
He's up there. Top
three. Been a bit of a debate. Is he top three, right?
Top three, let me think.
Les Ferdinand.
Top five.
Leslie.
I'm going to say five.
Don't call him Les.
Top five.
He hates that.
It's a big.
Because Shearer for me was the... Shearer's the one.
That dressing, yeah.
Henry's up there.
He's been a top partner.
Fowler.
A top hat. Top bat and dressing gown.
You should wear that in a Scottish room so people can see you, big man.
I know, everybody keeps asking for a YouTube version of this, but I certainly couldn't have put this on YouTube.
No. I never expected your cheeks to be that hairy.
Do you know what, Bill, Simon, you know me, I'm old school, I don't like to shave too often.
Right.
I like it to grow.
You could play pupils on your cheeks.
Mate.
Oh, your toes.
See, if anybody tried to play pupils with me downstairs, I wouldn't be a winner.
Oh, you didn't shave in there, did you?
Mate, I didn't shave, no, I've no shaved there ever.
Oh,
ever?
No chance.
Ever. I'm as hairy as a cum ball.
What about like clipped?
I like your cum. Leaving a wee clip.
Nah.
Oh, dear Amy.
No, I want that big man. Proper old school.
I still see 4 inches of it.
Superb, right, so where are you putting him top three?
Oh, I don't know. If I had a top five, I would say he's in the top five.
So what's your top three then? Sheena, Henri.
Van Nistelrooy's
got to be as well.
What, you think Van Nistelrooy's better than like Rooney in that?
No.
Aguero's top three for me. Shearer, Henry, Aguero for me.
I'd have Rooney above Aguero.
I loved Rooney, So yours is Henry, Shearer, Rooney?
Aye, that's probably my top three. Aye, but even like Andy Cole, Robbie Fowler, like there's been big names, but I'd probably put Aguero. I'll go with the big man, top five.
What are you doing?
Top five, I need a five.
Tell you what. His boy Harry Kane's going to be up there.
Aye,
he'll break Shearer's record.
He's got to be up there.
I feel, but this has been right. Listen, no one did I say came as bad.
You did.
He was slow as fuck. Moves like an old woman. That doesn't change. He's still a top player. Aye. Still got brown old woman.
Well, you score two again at weekend.
Aye. Where would you like to see him play, Slaney? If you leave Tottenham, where's he going?
Oh, he could go to anybody, couldn't he?
I mean, where would you like to see him?
Oh, great question. Love to see him at Man U.
Honestly, though, how many goals is he scoring for City? How many goals is Harry Kane scoring?
But would you think he'd still suit how they play?
Aye.
I think he could because he does like to start to come deep into I think it could suit him, but what, for me, Jesus is a good player, but he can't replace Aguero.
He's meant with Jesus better than Nacho. Do you watch the two of them at the weekend?
He was there.
Yeah, that was the last time I was.
Did Leicester not play City the weekend there?
Aye, but he's
better than
that.
Think so? He said that a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, but you need to, Simon, come on, you don't need to look at Man City's team, at your Leicester's team. Come on, that's an actual for me. But what was I was going to say, my top three, Simon, Shearer, Mickey Owen, I don't know why you've not said him.
Who's your number one? My number one striker, Henry by a mile. Henry's better than Shearer by a mile. See, this Shearer thing as well, I know he's going to kill me. Was he a good football player, huh?
No, but for me, it's no mere that. It's more I can just...
Modern day football.
Henri was my grown-up Premier League generation, so I watched
Henri. Henri had everything. Week. Power, pace, speed, goals, guile, the lot.
Oh, my
Shearer
God.
Shearer was just a finisher, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Can I fling one into the mix? Does he qualify, Bergkamp?
Torres, what's the Torres?
He was slow.
Suarez, mate.
Suarez is there, number one.
Number one?
100%.
Suarez
is the best out of them all.
I think?
Mate, he is a joke.
Do you think Suarez is a better player than Thierry Henry?
No. Fuck's sake. What's he talking about?
What a dog, baby.
Oh,
big games just...
He was just flinging balls about. No, he was flinging back fours about.
Boy, was that? I forgot one. Craig Beatty.
Of the baggies? Is it the baggies? Are you in the baggies?
Him and Kev Phillips up front. Kev Phillips has had some shocking strike partners in his time. Craig Beattie.
Kevin Kyle. Oh, fuck. Poor Kev Phillips, man. Right, this has got to be a wind up. Danny Ings has been lined up as a replacement.
That's my mental, isn't it?
But to be fair, you watch him the weekend.
He's on fire.
Is it not a free transfer, though?
A boring bastard, didn't he, Danny Ings?
That's why he's getting called up for
Southgate.
Is that his level, though, Simon? Southampton? You see him going, I mean, was it Liverpool? I know he got injured, but can you see him at a top?
Yeah, he needs to be a big fish in a wee pond.
Super, we can all do it. It's easy to do it. I mean, they're shouting about you.
Go and make fish noises.
No. Fish don't make noises, do they?
What was that noise you mean?
Ings can't get enough to Man City.
Is that a free transfer?
You would take him a free.
I don't know.
I think you'd take him a free.
Would you? Is he going
to be a starting striker for Man City?
Just looking at his face every day in the dressing room, isn't
it? Can I go off topic
just
here?
Can I
go off topic?
Of course you can, mate.
Just talking about strikers. Haaland or Mbappe?
We've done this, haven't we?
Have we?
I don't know if you were on.
I went Haaland. You went Mbappe, didn't you? I'm You've changed Mbappe, your mind, didn't you?
Haaland.
You've changed your mind. Haaland.
Mbappe's got to be the best. Haaland's 10 year.
Haaland for me. Mm. As a striker, Mbappe likes the life coming in, but as a centre forward, I've not seen anything like Haaland in a long time.
The thing about Haaland as well is how pissed his dad was. That makes me like.
He was at Man City, wasn't he? Was that not that he was the guy that Keane done, didn't he?
Aye, I done him.
So did he do Keane?
He done Keane first.
And no, he never. Keane, so David Weatherall done Keane, and Keane done his cruciate, and Haaland came over and went, "Get up, you diving bastard."
Ah, that's right, aye.
And then,
but Keane shouted in his face when he done him, when Keane done him, didn't he? Aye.
That's the worst tackle I've ever seen. Really.
Oh, that was a cruciate. He did his cruciate.
I'll tell you one that's a close second. Graeme Souness, when he was at Rangers, put a manager at Rangers at a Victoria Bucharest.
Oh my god, that was the one I've never seen.
That could be worse than that, by the way. I'm telling you, it could be worse.
Ask me first, like that.
Aye.
Make it a yellow card.
Aye. He actually did that. A yellow card for that all day.
Some of Vinny Jones's, have you seen some of Vinny Jones's tackles? The best tackle I've seen is hanging at that dressing gown. What's that stain on it?
That's a weird one. That. I kind of get Ernie's toes coming in, Ernie's slippers.
Size a love bite.
What? Any other replacements for Aguero? Any other suggestions? But could you think you'd go to Man City?
Oh, Haaland, to be fair.
Haaland,
sure, they could get him, but they're paying 150.
I know, but they've got
150, right?
150 plus, mate.
They've got the money. Why don't they go and just make a statement and try and buy one of these top players?
Braithwaite.
Well, no, but do you know what's the best part about it? Pep coming in, it seems we can't afford that. Hey, good one.
Ah, shut up.
See, I know what you talk about.
No, realistically, though, if they're outpriced with him, who do you think, Si? Striker? Who's cutting about that?
Salah unhappy at Man City. Salah unhappy at Liverpool could jump across the water to Man City.
Like, he need to play right wing, wouldn't he? Mahrez is.
I don't know.
Aguero's meant to be at Chelsea, isn't he?
Is he?
33, mate.
Do you like watching Aguero?
Nah.
Yeah, they are.
Do you remember when
he's one that's our hairs are tied together, isn't he?
Can he move, kid?
He waddles, mate. He doesn't waddles, doesn't he?
You can see, I don't think Pep
likes him.
No one has style.
I think he's just had to put
a lot of people came out though and said he's horrendous in training, though.
Yeah, you can see that, can't you?
You say he's horrendous, but in a game. I remember Micah Richards said that, Scott said it, so he's terrible in training.
Love that, dude.
So he comes to a game.
And he just comes alive off people like that. Him and Messi, are they no good?
Best pals, isn't it? I think. Aguero's sister or something like that? Is that his missus? Messi's missus or something?
Maradona's in that.
Neymar's sister.
You go
that's why Neymar left,
isn't it? Go centre half again at the weekend.
Because
he's
4 weeks. 4 weeks he's
his sister's birthday. That's what he does,
doesn't it? Started kissing the opposition, that, was he? Just started going about kissing people for saying that.
He's away, eh?
He's winning against QPR, obviously. Is that the best moment in Premier League history?
The worst
in my life.
For me, it is, though. The most iconic Premier League moment. Forever.
Wait, Martin Tyler definitely guffed in his drawers that day, didn't he? He had pure guff in his drawers, mate.
100%.
Tyler with the eyes rolling at the back of the head. Martin. Oh, Martin.
Was Keezy and Andy Gray about that
Keezy.
Time?
Keezy.
Were they about that time?
He started shouting at him, didn't he?
He was in the studio fucking combing his hand. Combing the hairs in his hand.
Aye, Keezy would have been embarrassed.
Do you remember where you were when that happened?
Me and my mates were sitting watching it.
So that's what I mean. That's one of the moments we always remember where you
are. I was at a driving lesson.
Were you? How'd that go?
The radio.
Failed again.
Right up the curb. Again.
Do you know what I mean? The worst I felt for Alex Ferguson was going a bit shit.
Fucking
hands up.
Jumped
up
there that
one, eh? Oh, man. But, Joey Barton, watched the podcast, didn't he?
Just kneeing everybody up the last one,
right. Right, Big Sam. What a result for the big man.
Unbelievable.
5-2, okay, have you seen it coming?
West Brom looked like a fucking right good side, didn't they?
They had to get him in.
They actually did.
So your argument comes in there about the manager's getting sacked earlier. Since he's come in, he's been brilliant.
Who, West Brom?
Aye.
Do you think if he came in soon, he'd have kept him up?
100%.
Do you?
Since he's come in, they're not in the relegation zone.
Right.
It's his form.
Wow.
So you're
some of their goals were very good. Some of their goals were very good. Footballing goals. Mm-hmm. No Sam Allardyce's style of play. But, 5-2, you don't think anybody could have seen that.
See, on that, do you think agree when a team was at 10 minutes? I don't think you should still be letting that many goals in.
It's not a red card for me either.
No chance. No.
He's trying to block a shot.
No chance.
Yeah, that's Tuchel's finished with Thiago Silva, didn't
he? Rudiger sent him to training.
Did he?
Sent him home.
How about fun?
Yeah, I had an argument.
He's counter-press.
You're not counter pressing.
No, you're not counter pressing.
Second phase, man.
Second phase, my man.
There you go. That's what happened. Didn't he recycle enough?
He's ready.
Right, go.
Newcastle done.
Definitely.
You seen the fixture list?
He got a draw at Tottenham, but he was raging at. Because they're in a fart enough. He's actually says to them, Steve Bruce, he says, no matter where you are on the pitch, if you need to fart,
let one go.
I'll get my jar
and keep it for the jar.
Keep it in my pocket for later.
Just make your way over to me.
Make sure it's a big wet one for me.
How do you think Sam Allardyce celebrated?
Gravy to wear that daft German sausage, wasn't it? Pulled it all in him.
And then nice big vat burst with fucking holes of gravy.
Brilliant. Just gravy going over that change of fuck being a cleaner than
remember Moisey says to us that he's Allardyce is that obsessed with gravy. He called him Gravy Moise.
Gravy Moise, aye. He calls everybody. He tries to name everybody's name with gravy. Brilliant.
Who's the other ones in the Premier?
It's a cracking question.
Tommy Gravy. Do you know, Matt, like Lenny used to put the snus up? Imagine the camera panned to Big Sam. He's just putting an oxo cue on his drum.
Oh, Bristol.
Still in a box.
Steve Bruce's fart jars. Top tier, man.
Aye.
Superb.
Can't actually look at these guys in tier.
What about Andy Carroll's jar, though?
Oh, I reckon that he could fart a belt, can't he?
Who else drank during the years of Steve Bruce's teams who'd let crackers off?
Who's Gary Pallister.
I was going to say
Pallister.
I was going to say Gary Pallister.
100%, man. I think he's got like a special Gary Pallister jab.
But here's, I
think he compares belters to Pallisters. It's brilliant, but it's not quite Pallister. Like,
that's the pinnacle.
Nutmeg.
And it Pallister's at the pinnacle.
Tell you who's the
best. You've got to beat.
That's the standard.
As you've got to
I reckon Cantona's though, right, are so quiet, but.
Deadly.
Lethal, aye.
No, it's just smelled your brilliant, I think.
Think so?
Brucey would hate his. Get that,
dude. Dennis Irwin's, what would they be like?
Honking. Oh, honking Dennis Irwin. Matt Ritchie's honking.
Aye.
Smelly wee bastard, Matt Ritchie. Who else? What other team does he manage? Villa, Hull?
But even Brucey? Managers?
Oh, Harry Maguire.
Oh. I think he'd be right beside Pallister, wouldn't
he? Think so, aye.
See other managers, but what about Sean Dyche?
Oh! He won't get
down. I think there's levels to fart.
He falls out every time.
He'll be right up there, won't he?
When you open up his jar, it gives you a grunt.
Oh, big Dyche, man.
Big Don Shite.
Big Dyche for that Jacob one.
Who else is in the Premier League?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think Chris Wilder would have a few belts on off, but he's gone now.
He's
not farted for
Gareth Southgate's pathetic, innit? Bruce's like at Southgate.
Doesn't he fart in front of people at Southgate?
Holds him in, walks outside.
Aye.
Do you ever smart?
Refuses to do a shite at a training and that goes to go say.
He drives up the road.
Let's run after the motor.
Go starts laughing.
Halfway through training, I've got up the road for a shite, I'll be back in 20.
Be pumping water. Oh,
did you ever get boys in your? Did you hang them out? Do you get boys that used to shower with their slips on?
Aye, weird.
Why is that? Is that
hanging out?
One of them was really
tiny.
One was a religious
thing. Never have his half.
Aye, I know.
We had a Turkish boy. He would wear his slips. I thought it was more of a
religious
thing. So
some it could be a religious.
But then you see a guy from Scotland walking in the morning.
No, that's strange.
Do you wear your slips on the ball?
Shower with his pants on.
I suppose they wouldn't have seen it anyway.
There's no point, mate.
Right, Eddie Boothroyd. Did you play against Eddie Boothroyd's team down south?
Long
How ball. Is he the English England under 21 manager.
Yeah. His job for the boys, Simon, he's in there, he's got something on somebody somewhere, and the fact that they hadn't qualified to the group stages of the last kind of couple of under 21 tournaments, he shouldn't have been in there managing in the first place. He should have been out. How can you take that group of players beyond the group stage?
Well,
do you know what, you say it's an impossible job though? Southgate doesn't have shite.
Imagine he did this. By the way, I've been holding a shite since I started this job.
I've been in the shape for 4 months.
See, you, need to feel sorry for Eddie before that way, didn't you? He's old school.
Honestly, what's happened to these farting shape jokes, man?
He'll get that job. They've talked about Frank Lampard, didn't they?
Aye.
Good younger players. It's a bit of a step down for Lampard, isn't it? Mm. Going for Chelsea. He must have more
aspirations. That's a job for somebody that's like done with football. And
but why do people say like about? You don't need to win at that age. I don't get it. No, you definitely need to win. Don't you? That's the stage where you're winning it.
Aye.
Of course you do. Like 14s, 15s, you can. I know, but I don't even.
Wait, you're letting the boy for Superbad? Every sheet I see, he's got a dick on it. You've literally done a ball boy on every sheet I've seen him.
That's a cracker, innit?
What's happened to his boss, but? That's Gary Pendry's boss. Aren't they boys on their own? Like square boss.
Imagine Gary Pendry sitting with his balls at like to go on set. I'm telling you, God, the ball's not round.
See when you were playing the balls there, see when Big Ram Douglas was in the shower.
Oh, his balls are unbelievable, man.
That's it. That's where they did. That's where they stopped. Just about his knee.
Doctors, eh?
That's honestly how he found it off.
But see, did you remember Clive Platt, striker?
Big Platt, played with him.
Did you play one? Aye. Oh, Eddie, before I used to do Northampton, was I can fend when Clive Platt and just fucking leather.
Massive Clive Platt.
Done it at Watford.
He was about 6 foot. Six. Yeah.
Helgeson, mate.
He was about 6 foot.
Oh, yeah. Helgeson, he was solid. He was rock solid, Helgeson.
I bet he was. What about you, Kev Andy? What do you think winning isn't important at that level, he says?
Oh, you've got to win.
Not under 21 level. Under 13s and 14s, yeah. Aye, but no, when it's boys that are playing every week in the Premier League, he's got a full squad that play professional men's football.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how is it no about winning anymore? That's a lot of
But knowledge. even at that a young age, I don't get. When you're a kid or whatever, you're going, you want to win. Yeah. I don't understand this because you're learning that you can't still win. I don't understand why you can't win and still learn. Mm-hmm. It's different if you can win a lot in the first 5 minutes and then telling them they don't go forward, and then you're affecting them playing, but you still.
But even that, is that affecting them? Because that's learning, teaching them the game, isn't it? Because that's what will happen.
You've got to teach them the game. You'll know, Si, for you taking your kids and taking your own kids to football. And they play these fun fours and fun fives, and it's not about the winning, there's no league table and that. When I was coaching that wee under 16 that I was doing, I wanted to win every fucking game. I was like, we're top of the league, boys, we've won 5 games a day. Oh, there's no league, mate. No, there is a league in my head, there's a league. No, but it is about winning. Yeah. So how do you, like, everyone a kid days in life is a learned behaviour. So if you don't learn them how to win...
But kids want to win. I don't understand
this. It's just strange. Like, under 21 level, I know some of the players will fluctuate between the first team and the 21s, but surely whatever's there must want to win that competition.
How have we went for fartling a jar to kids winning?
Aye.
That sums us up.
That's what we can do, right?
That's why we're the best in the game, innit?
I was trying to get up their team as well, but the England under 21s team's who's unbelievable.
Who's in it? Greenwood.
Well, that's what I was trying to get it up there, because I noticed it the other day. Had the boy Ezra as well.
Ezra, sorry.
I
go to Ezra. I leave it all. Give me one good reason why Big Sam should leave his baby. That's the Bev Simon.
Ready? Ebre Ezzy.
Yes.
Curtis Jones.
Wow. Phil Jones.
Eddie and Kevin.
Phil Jones is a farter.
Aye, big
James Milner. Imagine that. Brucey. Slime, don't thumb up. Cracker. Smell that for here.
Brucey's knees up.
Do you take people off as a shite fart? Right off, rubbish bomb. What was it?
Who else have we got?
James Milner. Remember, he used to just love to man's football?
I think he's the record appearance holder, isn't he?
He's the Christian Daly. He's got the Scottish record, I think. Christian Daly, 44 under 21 appearances.
Who, Christian Daly, is he?
Aye, he's got 100 fucking appearances on under 21.
But did you just go away with 21s?
Aye, loads of times.
Who was it, Bonhoff, Kev?
Bonhoff, we had a great group. Gary Caldwell, Brian Kerr, Tam McManus. Used to love seeing Tam McManus greet.
What?
Aye, liked to greet.
What, cry? Actual cry?
Aye. And then he get picked or he lost in the Kerd school.
Woody, huh?
Couple of tears.
Mate, Scotland 21's are unreal, mate.
Him and
was
seven.
It a bit winning back then, Kev?
Oh, absolutely, a bit of winning.
Was it Bonhoff?
Bonhoff was convinced that we were going to win the Euro Championships.
Was he right?
And then we lost to Croatia 2-0, and then we beat them 1-0 at home, but it wasn't enough.
Right, so who are we saying, boys? Who's going down the Premier League?
Newcastle.
I think so, huh?
Yep. Newcastle, West Ham.
Centre half started scoring, Johnny. Joe Linton started scoring.
Newcastle's scoring.
Devastated, aren't they?
Some god.
Newcastle's got the kind of top 60 player, haven't they? That's their problem. And then they've got Fulham, I think, second last
and
game.
Fulham, I know Fulham lost at the weekend, but
I want them to stay up as well. I think they will go down.
I don't, mate. I think they'll stick in, plug out.
Based on
just turning their form since Jan. I think they'll get more points than Newcastle at the end of the season.
So it's definitely Sheffield United away.
West Brom done.
And it's between
Fulham and Newcastle.
Brighton should stay up.
Could get dragged into it, but you're asking Newcastle and Fulham to gain 4 or 5 points. And
it's not happening.
What about did you see Southampton Burnley?
A good game.
What a comeback. 2-0 down there, aren't
2-0 down.
Sure, Armstrong was good as well, mate. Done well again.
I like Southampton.
I wish the manager would cry more than
that. What was that about?
That was terrible, wasn't it?
Remember Greeting after beat Liverpool and everybody scudded them after that?
What about Mourinho, man?
What's he done?
They're in the lead. Obviously, let go of your lead again, something that's happened quite a lot with Tottenham this year. He was asked about it at the end, he went, same coach, different players.
Brilliant.
So just, again, players under the bus.
Wow.
But this is just Josie now. Anytime it's starting to turn south, he's just straight on the players every single time.
So what is he saying, that no matter who coaches these players, it's all
he's basically saying it's nothing to do with me. I was a coach at Porto and Inter Milan could hold on to Leeds, so I'm the same coach but I've got different players.
Wow,
he's gone, by the way. Honestly, Josie's
he'll
gone.
He'll not last, will he?
He's gone, mate.
I think they're still quite close to the top four.
Aye, they are, but aye. See, once he leaves Tottenham,
he's done.
He's gone to
international.
He's replacing some mum. He's got some mum.
Imagine that.
And he cannot do what Jim Goodwin did.
Getting into a pure war of words with Chipper.
It'll be another Arsenal job for him.
It could be. But mate, he's just throws people under the bus all the time now as soon as it's going right.
He's at the wind up now. He's even on Instagram and all that, ain't he, talking about stuff. Remember he get beat, whatever it was, 3-1 he get beat or something. And he put a picture up of the three boys and went, that was the three boys, went in your goal tonight. Aye, on his Instagram, mate, you're just this guy's fucking
mate. Somebody was telling me yesterday he got 11 million quid for Man United for getting sacked.
Wow, men on it.
I would love somebody to analyse his start of his career to now and see if there's any patterns in terms of, did he get lucky at the beginning?
No.
He's done it for too long.
I'm just curious.
Right, what do you think?
I just think that if you were that good a manager, you don't become that bad overnight. So what's happened?
I don't know. Is he believing the hype about him being the best manager? Best manager.
That's
in the
what
world
I'm trying to get. I don't know. It's like,
because I know he had that arrogance about him at Chelsea, but he seemed as if he had a real bond with the players all the time. You don't see that now. No. He's falling out with players left, right, and centre all the time. Or is that just because they were winning every week? And he's brilliant when you're winning every week. Because there's managers like that, I know. When you're winning places,
he is a defensive manager. Defensive manager still win in the day's game.
No, I think the game has moved on a wee bit.
But then you look at Simeone, they're top of Spanish.
Mate, they are right. Chelsea though.
Yeah,
that is embarrassing the way they've played that game against Chelsea, who are they're no unbelievable. They're no
how happened, Andy?
Mate, how defensive Atletico Madrid were against Chelsea. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's no need for that, isn't there? No need at
all. It's hard to sit and say that while they're top of the Spanish league, but Atletico fans can't be happy watching that. Can't be?
No.
They must have been thinking, against Chelsea, we'll beat them over 2 legs, surely.
Mate, it's outrageous.
Here, do you remember when we done the top 10 worst players in Scottish Premier League? What about the top 10 worst in English Premier League?
You want to do that next week?
We'll be dating next week.
Last again.
Have a wee think yet?
Yeah. That's good.
Is there anybody just creeping in there now quickly to get a wee taster of who's going to be in there? The worst Premier League players? Wow. Who's up right up there?
Oh my God, boys. I could actually
I'll tell you
honest.
Who was that boy? Swat's one in the league now, I think. Who's his name again? Can't remember.
I think if he's in it, would you call him that went to Southampton?
Phil Jones?
No, the guy that the guy that wasn't a football player, the fraud.
Oh, Ali Dyer, that
Ali
guy.
Ali Dyer.
No, but like...
That's played regularly.
Who do you think? Who's terrible? You think he's played in the Premier League?
Let's try Finky one each, you know, before, and then we'll get a wee list, maybe.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know, because they're all better than me, so.
No chance. You team straight man, yeah?
True, aye. That's why I didn't make it.
Well, let's think, who's... That's a good question, man. That's super.
I haven't had a think about that.
I think the boy Ward Prowse, I've told you, I think he just plays to get corners, kicks the ball, people get corners.
He was the captain at 21s.
I know he's the captain at 21s, yeah.
21s. He's played the whole way through that English you've set up.
It's a great question, Paul. I think it's one that needs thought about, isn't
it? I've got us all so kind of...
You've got us all
stunned, haven't I? I was stunned.
Wow.
I'll put one in there. Played with Derby up front.
I think I know what you thought of it.
Yeah.
He came from the North East, I can't remember his name. He played with Hartlepool as well. You know him, Si.
Steve Howard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is he Holmes?
I don't know, Chef Wed.
I put against him at Chef Wed.
Holmes?
Good at championship level.
Oh yeah, seriously, it's his question. Who would you take as a better manager, Klopp or Pep? Wow, Pep. Klopp for me. Oh, my style, Pep's a genius, but for what I love is Kloppo. Because Pep could not do what he done at Borussia Dortmund. Bang. End of.
I know, but you could say that Klopp couldn't have done it at Barcelona with Guardiola.
No, he could have, Simon, because... Think? Well, if that team done it with Spain, Pep wasn't a Spanish manager. The players were always going to be different. And that Spanish team, Andrew, that Spanish team, right, who won the World Cup
never
in Europe, didn't have Messi, didn't have Henry, didn't have Eto'o, Alves, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they also had Sergio Ramos.
I bought him to that at the front, see, Torres.
David Villa. I know, he was already at Barcelona, wasn't he? Good point, it's a great point, Paul, but I still think Pep's better than Klopp.
Do you?
I think Pep's the best, eh? I think Pep could be the best manager of all time.
Wow.
Nah, I don't think you can say that. I really don't. Until he actually gets a tougher job. I know that sounds bad.
But there's a reason why he doesn't get tough jobs. He gets the best jobs because he's the best.
Aye, I know, but it's still fortunate in the way that Barca appoint managers, people that have been in the system before. And so obviously, to inherit the team that he done and done what he done, he go,
had he not deserved for show, Barca, would he end up where he
I
is?
Mean,
he is a genius.
If you're managing Barca and then Bayern Munich, who win the league every year for the last 100 years, and then Man City, who have 300 billion to spend.
And the worry,
don't get me wrong,
is it hard managing these top players, that's also a different challenge. Big egos, big players, that must be
And right away they'll see, right, if you don't think you're good enough, they'll get you right away. But my one wee hang away is in the Champions League.
Yeah.
He's not even been close to winning that since he left.
Why do you think that is? Because he's only got one way of playing. What, like, he doesn't go away from home and be defensive like Simeone does.
And these teams can hit the counter.
I'm a big Ancelotti fan. I can't believe
Man United.
I would really like to see Everton
fart
in jars and get top six.
Four gravy each.
Do you know who I love? Allegri. Why is nobody took Allegri?
I'm surprised at that.
Who is the next Klopp stroke Pep?
See apparently who it is. The guy that Celtic were linked with, that Jesse Marsh, the Brazilian boy.
What, Salzburg guy?
Very, very highly thought of.
Wow.
And then there's a manager, like Hoffenheim or something, he's like 29.
That's right.
Hoffenheim.
Nungus, Nagelsmann.
So he was at Hoffenheim and then he went to Leipzig. And then he's tipping out to be the next Bayern.
So you aren't you right about Jesse Marsh, so? If I'm a top player, you can't take the American serious.
Because he'll be using
Bob. Imagine
Paul Bradley.
Imagine how dramatic he'd be, I know.
Over the top.
Greeting that.
Jake, he talks about farting, Jesse Marsh.
What's the word for farting in America? Pimp.
Let him go.
Did you just pimp?
Just pimp. No. Ball?
No, what is it?
Why is Jesse Marsh a cowboy?
Yeah, cowboy accent.
Did Jesse Marsh.
American?
Hey boy. Do that one you do all the time. Hey boy.
You got a license for that little thing?
Brilliant, lad.
Boy, superb.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.